This past November, women in Puerto Rico took to the streets to demand an end to violence against women. According to the ACLU, Puerto Rico has one of the highest rates of violence against women in the world. And since Hurricane Maria, it's believed to have gotten worse. But Puerto Rican women are fighting back. We're joined now by Shariana Ferrer Nunez. She's an organizer with the Colectiva Feminista en Construcción, a feminist collective based in Puerto Rico. Shariana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invite.
So we were just saying in our introduction here that Puerto Rico has one of the highest rates of violence against women in the world. How long has this been the case?
It's been the case throughout the past couple of years, but most recently, last year, we saw the rate of women being killed by their partners or ex-partners double up.
And what is the, how are these cases handled by the authorities, by the police, when it comes to domestic violence?
Unfortunately, we've seen that the role of the police has been also of aggressors. Last year alone, three of the women murdered by their partners or ex-partners were police officers. And this represents that 13% of the whole population of women being killed by gender-based violence have been killed by police officers. Last year alone, there were reported more than 180 cases of domestic violence where the aggressor has been a police officer. So we have seen a lack of governmental impact and actions directly to address the issue here in Puerto Rico, but also we've seen institutions like the police department to be also perpetrators in this violence.
Tell us a little bit about how the situation changed for women who are victims of abuse after Hurricane Maria.
Well, it's been documented that in the aftermath of natural disasters, gender-based violence increases. We've seen that in the aftermath of the hurricane, the long lines for access of gas or food or medical supplies, the increase of sexual harassment in the streets, the lack of offices to provide services for women being abused in their homes. There has been a systematic pressure in terms of women that want to take care of themselves, that want to provide or look for housing or safe and fair employment. So we see that it's more structural. And the conditions of Puerto Rico after the hurricane have created a more difficult ways in which survival has been on top of the list of everyone here. So it has been making women more vulnerable to abuse.
Tell us a little bit about the demonstrations that the Colectiva has been putting together. What are your goals?
So in our collective's effort regarding to eradicate violence against women, we've come up with a proposal for the governor to sign an executive order declaring a state of emergency regarding violence against women, but also addressing some key issues and in a way that as a community, different governmental departments such as education, housing, health department, public health, and public safety gather around and start to make direct actions to eradicate this problem that we have as a country.
Shariana Ferrer Nunez is an organizer with the Colectiva Feminista en Construcción, a feminist collective based in Puerto Rico. Shariana, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.